Tremendous yasher koach to everyone. It's an incredible opportunity and a privilege to be able to share a few words. As often happens, the person who's the main driving force behind something fails either purposefully or not on purpose to recognize himself, which granted might be a little bit awkward, so I'll do it for Rabbi Gesorla. The pushing, the vision, the drive, the she'ifa to have something that really brings together, like Rabbi Gesorla said, the physicality on a certain sense and a certain plane of the physical structure of a mikveh, of course, is also the tremendous, the kedusha and spiritual component, coupled with the kedusha, the ruchnius of the learning of that particular mikveh, was a tremendous opportunity, and the one who brought it all together and pushed it through and pushed it through and pushed it through was Rabbi Gesorla. Tremendous yasher koach for raising that level of this entire aspect. A couple of ideas, and just the melding of these two things, the physical element of a mikveh and the spiritual aspect. That was not the time. It's not really about the mikveh. Good timing. I thought you were leaving for. But I really did think you were. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll do it again. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. It's not really the time to do this because it's not the particular focus. But I think it is worth mentioning that for those who were involved in the process. 9 years. It's been a very, very long process. 9 years, 10 years, 10 years, 8 years. Many, many different homes. There are lots of stories and books that can be written of the process of where we are today. Amazing the fact that it's here. It's 3, right? 4. Swap. 5, maybe. If you do this. 5. It's been a long process. But the fact that Mayor and Mrs. Rosenwasser, Lamaisa, pushed it through to this point is a tremendous, tremendous effort.
And Mrs. Kramer.
That was part of the saga. But the where we are right now is for those who have been part of the process and have seen it and yearn for it and plots for it and daven for it and cried for it, and everyone who has had to schlep for it, it's an incredible opportunity. Again, that's not the purpose and the function, but I think it definitely is. It bears mentioning. Tremendous yasher koach to Mayor and Mrs. Rosenwasser. A couple of ideas about this idea of mikvah, about the idea of limud haTorah. It's often mentioned that one of the three mitzvahs that we have out of the 613 that encompasses the entire body is that of mikvah. When a person goes into a mikvah, if any part of their body is out of the mikvah, the immersion process was not valid. It's a total body experience. It's a full, literally a fully immersive experience. And that is one of the unique, and there are many unique, one of the unique aspects of the mitzvah of mikvah, of entitling in a mikvah. Another element, which is something we have mentioned in the past, again, an incredibly powerful idea, I find it resonates with me very deeply. The idea of a mikvah, as expressed by Sefer HaChinuch by the mitzvahs of Mitzorah, he says is the idea, what's the idea, and he explains that this is one of the reasons why some of the halachos that are relevant and germane to the construction of a mikvah are indeed so, is because what a person's supposed to feel when they go into mikvah, they're going through a purification process, and that process is a regenerative process, it's a rebirthing process, if you will, where a person has an opportunity to go in one state and come out in another and reignite, reawaken their avodas Hashem. And therefore, he says, it's really trying to reconnect to what says the Sefer HaChinuch to the Sheshes Mei Breshes before there was anything. It's supposed to remind us of that time where it's just, there was nothingness. It was just Mayim, it was just water. And that experience of going in and then coming back out, that rebirthing, reawakening process can be a transformative one in our Avodas Hashem. And I think that the fact that it's coupled with Limud HaTorah really reflects that idea very powerfully. That idea Both ideas. The idea that it's a fully immersive process and that it's something that is regenerative. It's something that gives a new, a rebirth of our Avodas Hashem, of our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Dvar Hashem, through the Torah, through the Limud HaTorah, if it's by ourselves, through the Limud HaTorah, if it's with other people, it's with a Chavrusa, if it's part of a collaborative effort. That is something that is really an immersive experience. Torah Seinu HaKadosha is something that is immersive. We talk about swimming in the Yama Talmud, it's called that for a reason, because it's supposed to be, or it can be, something that is completely immersive, something you can really submerge yourself and delight in the experience of learning in a full way. And if a person does do that, it suffuses the body with the kedusha of the Torah learning experience, of speaking with Kaviyachol, of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hearing Hashem talk to us through that dynamic experience of Ki'ilu, if we could be so bold to say, learning B'chavrusa with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us how to think, when to think, why to think. That Dvar Hashem process should be a fully immersive experience. And it is the most regenerative, rebirthing, reawakening process that there can ever be. As is often quoted from Reb Chaim Volozhin, the Nefesh HaChaim, and many others, if there was one moment of the world without learning Torah, the Torah would cease to exist. It wouldn't die. It would just cease to exist, because Torah is the lifeblood. Every moment that we learn, it is regenerating something. It's regenerating ourselves. It's regenerating the world. It's making something new, which is the idea behind the mikvah. We go into a learning session. You go into a Mishnah, you go into a Gemara, you go into a Pasuk of Chumash with Rashi, you go into any Sefer that encapsulates and crystallizes the Dvar Hashem for us. That is an experience of rebirth and regeneration for ourselves and for the entire world. So this fusion, this synthesis that we've seen over the past 40 days of celebrating the fact that we have a mikvah and celebrating in the most incredibly potent and powerful way possible by that of learning has been an incredible experience. And I think that we also seen that, Rabbi Kasorla alluded to it before, that fusion really brought so many things in the community together. You see it in this room, where we are. You see that idea. They're all ages, all stages. Young men in the community. We had older men in the community. Yeah, there were women, there were men. And I think all the elements that were able to be brought to bear is an incredible testament to this idea, to this message of the synthesis and this fusion of the Gashmi and the Ruchni, and how it was able to be done. The fact Baruch Hashem was able to be privileged, or sort of asked me, and I was privileged to be able to do the recording and the bullet points of some of the halachos and of refreshers of Taras Mishpacha for the women. The Kola was pushing this initiative of the learning of mikvos. It's hosted right now in KRN. There are so many things that bring these things together. This fusion, this synthesis, is something that we're able to see not bechush and bepol. And I think it's a tremendous opportunity for us to take this and use it as a springboard for the future. That should go out again to Rabbi Kasorla, to Rabbi Goldberger, to Mayor and Mr. Rosenwasser. Everyone who's involved, every single person who's in this room, every single person who took the opportunity to learn or wished they took the opportunity to learn. That's also something. Every single person is part of this collaborative process, and the Mirtz Hashem will take our community as a whole, Mechoyel El Choyel, and new vistas, new visions of Torah learning and excellence in Ruchnius. Sure.